Hello everyone, this is Naj, back with another recording on this HP computer. I decided, just because I can, to record another game review. Or, I don't know if it's a game review or not. It may be just a me playing thing, I kinda don't know. But, I figured that I would get to it sooner or later, so I'm gonna do it right now. Because I have just a bit of time to do it. And yeah. So, you may remember about a year ago. Well, yeah, a little less than a year ago. I played Pipe 1.0, which is the available version of Pipe 1.0, the newer one. And yeah, it was pretty easy to do. Only played easy, but I played it twice. Actually, no, I think I played it three times, come to think of it. But this is an even better replayable version that was only released once. Which means that it is all the same across the whole BSC universe, just like every other game they made. Pipe 1.0 is probably the only one that was re-released after a bit of time. I think it was in 2008 or 7 or something. I don't remember. But this, I think it was made about the time of 2004, but I actually kind of don't know when. I'm too lazy to check the copyright, so yeah, Pipe 2.0 Blast Chamber is what it's called. And this has an actual, you know, an actual storyline, kinda. So, yeah. Let me open the game first. I like the intro. It's fun.
Thank you for calling BSC Games. Yes. Pipe 2. Blast Chamber.
Please select an option. Start game.
Unfortunately, I have no menu music because I'm too lazy to turn it on. But we'll get to that when we get to that. So, this menu, almost like any other menu, has options in it that are pretty typical to BSC games. Another thing that's kind of weird that I kind of didn't mention in a lot of other games like Troopinum 2 and Super Deke Out is that instead of using up, down, and enter, you can use tab, shift tab, and space as well, which is kind of weird, but it's possible, so yeah. The first option, of course, is
start game,
which starts the game.
Practice round.
That's essential if you want to know how to play the game.
Program settings.
I'm going to get into that later.
View top 10 scores.
Your top 10, which I've only beaten the game once on this computer.
Post your score to BSC Games.
Which doesn't work anymore.
Learn game sounds.
I'm going to get into that once we get into the settings.
Test speaker orientation.
Test speakers is just them saying left and right and asking you if they're correct, and if not, it'll flip them.
Quit game.
And of course, quit.
Practice round. Program settings.
I'm going to get into program settings.
Arrow to an option and press enter to adjust it. Background music. Off.
I'm going to turn it on just to hear what it sounds in the menu, but I kind of don't want to turn it on for the rest because I kind of don't want to. I just don't feel like
on.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. That's how it moves. I don't like it. I don't like any of the music in this game, so I'm not going to do any of it. I'm just going to turn it off.
Off. Auto-activate special items. On.
This is the same as Troopinum 2.0, where you press a number for a specific item that you can use right away. I think the only one that's applicable is the flashlight and the bug spray. Once you press that number, it'll auto-activate it for you without you having to press Control to use it.
Speak all inventory. On.
I kinda know what that does. I forgot, but I don't care. I think it's on by default anyway, so... Yeah.
Return to main menu. Please select an option. Practice round. Program settings. View top 10 scores.
It probably will ask you...
Please select the difficulty. Easy.
To select the difficulty.
Normal. Insane. Return to main menu.
Insane.
Insane. Insane. Easy.
Anyway, my high score right now is...
2,108,473 points. Level 16.
Which is the last level.
1,008,931 points.
And then zero.
Return to main. Please select an option. Start game.
And it no longer says wave or level zero in this case.
Prepare. You post your score to BSC Games.
Sorry about all the tweet notifications I'm getting.
Learn game sounds.
And now, oh, I forgot about my Apple Watch as well. I'm gonna have to mute that somehow. Yep. Okay. So, the learn game sounds option is beneficial, way too beneficial for me to even describe, but I'm going to get to every mechanic of the game as we get to it. I'm just going to show you the learn game sounds menu just to hear what the sounds sound like, but once we get a new mechanic, I'm just going to pause and tell you what I'm going to be doing. So, here are the sounds.
Use your up and down arrow keys to hear the various sounds. The pipe you selected... fits. The pipe you selected doesn't fit. Twist valve. Spider.
Oh, wait.
Twist. You cannot use your hammer. Spider. Rat. Rat is targeted. Thug.
Where are you going?
Electricity. You've been killed by electricity.
He got electrocuted. I hope I'm not gonna get electrocuted in this run.
Next slide is under electricity. Be careful.
I'm gonna get to all those later.
Toolbox.
I think that turns the music down as well, if it does that.
Stairs.
Yep.
Steam. You've been killed by steam.
That's a weird noise.
Barrel. You've been killed by a barrel.
Yeah.
Sewer lid. You've fallen down a sewer.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to avoid, but I'm going to explain that later.
Door to end side scroll level.
And yeah.
Return to main. Please select an option. Start game.
Okay. So, as with the pipe that I played before, where you have to press enter, see if the pipe fits. If not, press up and check again. And then once you got the right one, hammer it into place. In this game, you also have a twist mechanic, where you have to press, after you hammer the pipe in, you have to press either up, left, down, or right. It starts out randomly, but once you figure it out, you have to go in clockwise order with each pipe you fit. So, it's going to be like up. If it starts on up, it's going to go on to right, and then down, and then left, and then up, and then right, and then down, left. You know, that's the way it works. And you have to do this while... In pipe 1.0, occasionally things would happen, but all it would be was just you timing your control key press. Or are you getting tripped, where you have to press one of the arrow keys and then press control if you hear a noise. That's easy. All the things here are way different. There can be spiders, rats, thugs, and toolboxes and stairs. There are in the actual pipe levels. And there's also side-scroller levels, which have the steam, occasionally electricity, and the barrels and sewer lids, and trash cans, which I'm going to get into later. So the side-scroller levels and the pipe levels are just mixed together. Oh, and I forgot, there's a different type of pipe level, which has electricity in it, so that's why the electricity's there. I'm going to talk about that once I get to one. These levels are distributed in, I think it's 14 levels, and there are two bonus rounds after level 4 and after level 8. And, yeah. So, I'm going to play the
practice round
and show you how things work. So here we go.
3 pipes in your toolbox, 15 total pipes to fit this level, 2 hits of your hammer to fit a pipe.
Pipe level.
Okay, so I have the water. I'm pressing up, enter, up, and then fit. I hit it, and then I press up, that is the right one, and then I press right, and it works. Down. Left. So I hammer the pipe in after I hear this noise. I press control twice, and then up again. Right. You can hear it go to the right. Down. And I forgot to mention as well, if you go but when you're at this stage with the valve, if you don't press it correctly, water will speed up. So now it's way, way faster. And you can also press tab.
2 pipes to fit.
To see how many pipes you have. And we're done.
Please select an option. Start game.
So that was easy, just like anything else. It tells you how the game works. I think that you can actually get hazards in here as well, but I never encountered them. Well, I'm kind of mixed up whether that was in the training mode of the other pipe or where, but I think you can encounter hazards in here as well. But I'm just going to start and play an easy game and show you how everything works. So here we go.
Please select the difficulty. Easy.
Easy. And then we're going to get a cutscene like this.
Okay, we got your signal loud and clear. We got you coming up on 9th and 5th. Right outside of the entrance. Good luck, Agent.
Okay.
3 pipes in your toolbox. 10 total pipes to fit this level. 3 hits of your hammer to fit a pipe.
Pipe level.
Okay, so I just pressed P to pause it. You have to listen to this music for a long time. It's not like a radio. So this level is easy. There's no telling you what level you're going to be facing, whether it's pipe, side-scroller, or electricity, but it's going to tell you. And the music will change, but I don't have the music turned on, so I don't care. But you'll see a difference. So I'm just going to play through this. 3 hits. It starts on down in this case. Then once I get to something, I'm going to pause and tell you how it works. Or after I did it, I'm going to tell you how it works, if I can't pause. Okay, we're almost done. I don't know how the pointing system works, though.
23,995 points. Level 2. 3 pipes in your toolbox. Electricity
level. Okay, so this is an electricity level. So what the gimmick with the electricity levels is that there's a pattern of electricity constantly going on and off. There are at least 2 pipes where electricity is going through. You have to time it so that the electricity is not there when you slide over. It doesn't affect you when you're on the next pipe, it just affects you when you're sliding over to the other one. I don't know why, but they do that, so, yeah. In this case, there's one on the right. Oh, let me, talk about spiders for a second, because I just encountered one. Sorry about that. So there's a pattern on the right and center. It's pretty short. Okay, so a spider will occasionally appear, and the way you attack it is you press F1 through F6. So, in this case, I'm going to press F1. And once you look at our next fighter, you have to go F2. And then for the 6th one, it's F6. And for the 7th one, it's going to go back to F1. I think with Insane, you have to go backwards from F6 to F1. So you got to keep track. And if you miss, if you miscount, you'll always reset to F1. So I'm going to press F1 now and keep going. That was the electricity noise.
Toolbox.
Okay.
Four.
Toolbox. A toolbox is pretty common in a lot of levels. A toolbox can be unlocked. It's kind of like the bombs in Death on the Road, or the actual the bomb you have to disarm in this actual whole game. That's what your aim is. All you gotta do is put the numbers in a certain order. The way this works, I think, is that you have clicks when the numbers are in the right positions. So, oh, and there's a time limit. So I'm gonna see which numbers have clicks in them, and I'm gonna try and swap the first two if they don't have clicks, see if they get a click. Pretty easy, so here we go.
7, 4, 7, 6, 6, 7, 5.
Yeah.
Ammo.
I got ammo. Let me talk about these special items that you can get. You can either get points, extra time until the bomb is gonna go up, go off. You have 60 minutes to start with, but when you lose a life, you lose 10 minutes. And there's no actual life count on you as well. Have the time to race against, which is kind of cool. So, of course, you're not going to take 60 minutes, but I don't care. Wait.
59 minutes.
Oh, you can actually check your time by pressing T on the, in the pause menu as well. Okay. Sorry about my fan kicking on. So, you can get points, you can get extra time, or you can get either ammo, which is used for the gun, which you can kill thugs with. I don't recommend it though, because what I do is just punch them to death. And I'm going to talk about that later. You can also get wrenches for putting on rats to stop making you lose points, and yeah. You can get a flashlight and or a bug spray, as well. That is item number 3 and 4. The bug spray gets rid of spiders on this level that you're on, and the flashlight gets rid of rats on the level. You can't get rid of thugs though; they're just there. I normally use those items whenever I get them, just in case I capture one and I forget. So yeah, in this case, I got ammo, which I don't need because I never use it. Check your inventory, just press I.
10 ammo, 5 wrench.
You have 5 wrenches and 10 bullets. And yeah. So, I'm gonna continue on with the electricity. I haven't passed through the second one yet. There it is. Now I need to wait till it's not on. And
okay. 55,251. Wow. Level 3, 4 pipes in your toolbox. 10 total pipes to fit this level. 3 hits of your hammer to fit
this
a pipe.
Is a
pipe level.
The valve always resets to random things. Spider number 2. This goes on for the whole game. Spider number 3. Oh, and also to let you know, pressing F4 gives you your hammer accuracy, so that's what that may be if I come up to the fourth one at any time.
94,832 points.
Level 4.
Side-scroller.
Let me talk about side-scroller levels. So, you have a time limit, but usually you just walk to the right continuously. And there's going to be patterns of steam and electricity on the walls that you have to you can't get through, you just have to stop and wait till they stop. And then fall through. And starting from level 3 and 4, there's going to be electricity as well as steam. Level 1 and 2 just have steam. Level 3 and 4 is also going to have wells and sewer lids. And you have to jump over those by pressing control. You jump always goes in the direction you want. I recommend you hold control until you pass the point you want to go over. The barrels actually have a little hint to you because they're moving towards you. The sewer leads don't because they don't move, so you can have to distance yourself from them and check. But don't be too careless because you may fall down. People actually get more points by dying purposefully on any of these levels, because every time you die on one of them, it puts you back to the previous level, and so you can get more points that way, but I don't care. I like doing it as fast as possible. So I'm going to get through, and there are also trash cans. And the way you interact with that is you hold up until you hear that countdown go 3, 2, 1, and then you'll get a bonus. And, yeah, that's pretty cool. You can get extra time, a welding kit, which I'm going to talk about if I get one, a construction hat, which I'm going to talk about if I get one, and I think you can get points, and, potato chips and cans of soda pop, which will give you more points. I think the potato chips is 100,000 and the soda pop is 50,000 points. Don't quote me on that because I don't remember. And, yeah. I don't know if you can get anything else, but I think those are the only ones you can get. Maybe wrenches, but I'm kind of doubting it. Okay, let's go. I'm just walking to the right here. I don't even know what surface this is. And there's going to be steam in just a bit. Just stop there. You can hear a sewer lid.
Trash can.
3. And there's this
trash can, so 1. I'm interact with it.
Extra time.
And I get extra time. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump into this. And that was that.
Trash can.
Uh-oh.
1.
And I'm going to...
4,000 points.
Yay, 4,000 points. I'm going to wait. And keep going.
Uh-oh.
These levels are so easy. And well, they're done. There are usually 2 trash cans.
260,694 points. Bonus round.
Come here.
Let me talk about the bonus round for a second. So, these bonus rounds are pretty tough. The way you do them is that you're faced by thugs, and you have unlimited ammo. So what you have to do is you have to shoot either on the left, the center, or the right. The first thug takes 1 hit, the second one takes 2 hits, the third one takes 3, and it just goes on and on and on. I don't even know how the point system is the way it is, but it is. And so I usually get about 11 or 12, so let's see how good I am now. I recommend going to the center every time.
Stop right there!
And if on easy, I think you have to kill 7.
Stop right there!
Yeah, 7 to get extra time.
Come here!
I like that.
Hold it!
That was maybe messing up on the clicks, but that's not...
Where you go?
That's not a problem.
Come here!
Extra time!
Extra time!
Come here! Come here! Stop right there!
They're always on the right now.
Come here!
Here we go.
Hold it!
And I'm not gonna beat this one.
Stop right there!
Yep, I never beat him. Never. I don't care. My total,
points for the bonus round are 145,500 points. 381,986 points. Level 5.
And an intermission coming, just like Troopin' Up.
Yeah, we gotcha. You're about a quarter of the way there, Agent. Keep up the good work.
5. Pipes in your toolbox.
Okay.
12.
Next
total
level.
Pipes to fit this level.
And
3.
It
bits
is,
of your hammer to fit a pipe.
Pipe level.
Pipe level. Okay. Just messing up my valves, and I don't know which one it is at the first. Once you actually get used to this, it's pretty easy. Spider number 4.
100.
That was my hammer hitting accuracy.
Toolbox.
Stop yet.
1, 6, 1, 6, 6, 1, 2.
Yeah!
And it's a...
wrench.
It is wrenches.
10 ammo. 10 wrench.
Yeah, so 5 wrenches. Oh! Good time to use those wrenches, because there's a rat. So... a rat... it's pretty easy. All you gotta do is press 2 to select your wrench. Then, you go where the rat is. As in, you go right until you hear the noise, or you go left until you hear the noise. If you go past it, then the wrench is going to be where you threw it last time, so you gotta go the other way. And you just throw it up there, and then you keep going. Oh god, that almost killed me. Yeah, I was not good with the valve, so oh,
rip.
Even more.
Rip.
Oh. Wow, that was... just, oh my god,
425.
Wow.
250 points.
Good
level 6.
Side scroll.
Okay, another side scroll level. Hope this is gonna be a little harder. Come on, Steam.
Trash can.
3.
Nope.
2.
Just
1.
Trash can.
Construction hat.
Okay, a construction hat. This can only be used in side scrolls. I don't know if you keep them, if you have any of them, or if they go into the inventory. But what I do know is that you press C, and you're going to hear a weird noise. And you can walk through steam and electricity now. Except you can't walk through barrels or sewers, you gotta jump over those still. But you're not going to die if you get through steam and electricity. So yeah. I'm gonna use that. You see, it just walked through.
Uh-oh. Trash can.
3, 2, 1.
Yay, potato chips.
Uh-oh.
670,746 points. Level 7. 5. Pipes in your toolbox. 14. Total pipes to fit this level. 4. Hits of your hammer to fit a pipe.
Pipe level.
And it's still pipe level. Spider number 5. Yeah, I keep messing up my balance. I really want to encounter some thugs, though. The stairs, because I haven't talked about them. Even more
rich.
Oh, god. I recommend you actually get the
653,387 points. Level 8.
Side scroll.
Oh, god, another side scroll. Wow.
Trash can.
2.
Oh, no.
1.
Let's see if I get
welding kit.
Oh, I got one. Okay. I'm going to talk about the welding kits as I play level 9, or the bonus round, maybe. No, I don't want to, I want to concentrate on the bonus round. Wow.
Trash can.
3.
I thought it was going to kill me.
2. 1. Welding kit.
Oh, another one. Wow. I usually just wait for that. Okay.
738,859 points.
Bonus round.
Come here.
I probably could talk about the welding kits, but I'm going to talk about them later.
Stop right there.
Because I want to focus on getting 12 on each bonus round.
Stop right there.
I don't know what everyone else's high score is on the
board. Where you going?
But I always want to be concentrated and actually know what I'm doing.
Stop cases. Right there!
Sometimes I mess up and that's not
where good. You go.
Especially when I'm talking, so I probably should
stop right there.
Extra time.
Yeah.
Where you go? Stop right there.
Screw you, Twitter.
Where you go?
Here we go.
Come here.
And
stop right there.
Yes.
Come here.
Wow.
Hold it.
Yeah. Only got 11 shots there. Wow, I got 13 somehow. Wow.
Your total awesome. Points for the bonus round are 158,500
points. Yeah.
960,602 points. Level 9.
Yeah.
You're doing good, Agent. You're more than halfway there. Yeah, you're gonna be coming across some thugs. Just plug them. You hear us, Agent? Plug them.
Yeah.
5 pipes in your toolbox. 15
okay, this is a
total
good time
pipes to fit
to,
this level. 5 bits of your hammer to fit a pipe.
Pipe level.
I just feel like doing it. So, a welding kit is an item that you can press. That you can use with the letter W, funnily enough. What it does is it automatically fits you with the next pipe. And you get, I think you get either 5 or 10 with the W1, so, yeah. That is stairs. What just happened there was I said no. The thing with stairs is usually, it will ask you yes or no. If you press yes, it can take you onto the next level, or it'll go put you back. You can't repeat bonus rounds, unfortunately. But I never use them because I don't like skipping levels in this game. I always like going backwards, but stairs cannot be used at any other time. You can't get them with portals. So, yeah. Okay, let's use some more bugger things.
Come here!
Okay, that's a thug. And a thug, I want to fit a pipe first just in case, and then use more welding kits. But a thug can be killed in 2 ways. One is using the gun, which is the press control shooting. It may miss, but I don't care about that. And the other is punching it to death by just pressing control, the left and right control keys, one after another. Yeah. And I have no more welding kits left.
10 ammo, 6 wrench.
Probably is only 5 of each one. So
939,797
points
level 10 5 pipe.
Skip that, I don't care. Okay, this is one of the longer levels. There's something over here.
Come
here. There's one in the middle, one in the right, which is past,
stop
and
right
one
here.
A little more on the right. Thugs. There's one over here, which I just went through. Oh, spot on. Same over the stairs. Same over the stairs, yeah. Yeah, it's just you got the one just went off, so I can get through. We got there. And there we go. I'm clear.
5 pipes to fit.
Okay. Spotter number 8, anyway. No toolbox. Wow, spotter number 3. No rats here. I don't know if every level has a random percentage.
975,602 points. Level 11.5.
Pipe level.
11 pipe level. Okay. I didn't need to say pap like that, but I did. This time it's 6 hits to hit with a hammer. Get used to that. Get used to.
100.
No, not that, but the hammer hits. Kind of surprised that I remembered that it was 4. I thought it was going to be 3, but whatever. Okay, now I know.
Stop right there!
I love doing that.
One million, 10,000, 22, 12, 5 pipes and 5 levels.
Oh god, every single one of those rhyme sticks was bad.
I didn't do that.
Oh, even more. You gotta die.
Five, three, four, one.
Yeah.
That was the longest time you can ever
bug
have.
Spray.
Oh, let's use that bug spray by pressing 4. That got rid of all the spiders in the level, so I don't need to worry. But there are 2 more levels that can be pipe levels, so yeah, I could get killed by them. Okay, we are almost
one pipe to 1,048,235 points left.
13 is a side scroller just to piss me off. Okay, let's jump on the sewer.
Trash can.
2, 1.
Oh, good. Yeah, set it off. Jump into it.
Uh-oh.
3, 3, 2, 1.
Just have to walk left there. Another soda pop. Yes, I want to get 100,000 extra points. Oh yeah. Just wait till the barrel shows up.
Uh-oh.
Oh god.
One million, 221,549 points. Level 14. Five pipes in.
Great. Wait, what? Oh. Okay, that was the one that I'm going to be passing there. So there's one on the left, a little bit to the right, and a lot to the right. And that's the one on the right. So now I'm going to be heading to this one, which is playing right now.
Toolbox.
3, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 1.
Yeah! It's a
30,000 points
bonus. Okay. We're gonna be going on to the left one, which is just right now. You can also notice that the gaps are a little shorter. Okay, I'm just gonna have to wait till they turn off. There we go. And there we go. So we're done, and now I'm going to explain what to do next, at the end of the, game.
1,286,092 points, level 15.
Okay, Agent. You're outside of the main plant. That's where the bomb's at. Good luck.
Okay.
2.
We have this. So, there are numbers. I don't know what it's from, but I think it's from 1 to 100. And there's like 8 or 9 numbers, and you gotta put them in order. You don't have any clicks? None of that. All you have is your ascending number skips. I recommend you just use your logic to figure out which number goes in which order. So
62 61 9 70 14 70 90 40 75 70 14 70 2 9 61 2 9 6 70 14 70 90 40 75 9 14
And we're done. And I still have
71 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, and the last boss of the game is coming up.
Okay, Agent. You've disabled the bomb. You've completed the mission.
But unfortunately, I can't let you live. You see, Agent?
I've been the one behind all of this.
Yeah, whatever.
And it's all about money. My friend.
All about money. And here we go. Okay. So, the last boss of the game. Pretty easy. All it's gonna do is try to kill you. And you have as many lives as you have on your clock. When you die, it actually says, "Next time, Agent, press enter to jump." And yes, you press enter, funnily enough, to jump. You can jump in a random spot from middle or left or the right to one of the other positions. It just goes randomly. And you can warp through as well. And he can start firing things at you. And once you hear the Troopinum target noise, the Troopinum 2 target noise, you just press control like crazy and he's dead. So, let's kill him. Oh, that's it. I accidentally jumped over him.
I'm gonna squash you like a bug.
Crap, I jumped over him. Crap. I need to take some time. And get up. That was it. And I am done. I love this game.
Congratulations, Agent. We knew you could do it.
Yeah, I love that. And of course, this. This is gonna go on forever, so you just have to press something to skip it. This is just a loop like this. Scratch it! And then it's gonna do that again. So I'm gonna press enter and...
Your final score is 2,027,320 points. Please select an option. Start
2,027,320 points. Pretty good, but not as good as my high score, and I don't know if this is good enough. I kind of don't care either. I don't think it's good, but I don't really care about getting points in this game. What I do care about is having fun. And this game is sure fun. I mean, the replayability with the trash cans, the toolboxes, the stairs, and all that stuff, it's fun. And so that's why I like playing it, but I don't like playing it all the time. I don't do it like I do with Troopinum. And speaking of Troopinum, I haven't done anything with that since. I completely forgot about it for the past, 2 months. And so, I don't think I'm gonna keep doing anything with it yet. Because, yes, I probably can. But I don't want to do that right now. I just don't want to do it right now. So, that was me playing Pipe 2, and, I hope you've enjoyed this video. Thanks for watching, and enjoy the exit music, or exit outro thing of the game.
Thanks for playing Pipe 2 Blast Chamber. For more great accessible games, visit BSC Games on the web at www.bscgames.com.